into the box court. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. Murphy, the regular season's over. The district tournament dead ahead.
I tell you what, if the tournaments go as fast as the regular season, two more days and we'll be done, you know, and that's no disrespect to the kids, because regardless of what happens this week, they're going to be playing in the regional tournament next week too, because it's such a small district.
Of course, there's only four teams in a district. All four will advance to the region. But Murph, when you look, luckily, we have the opportunity to see these teams play several times in a year, and then of course we get to do this show. And you see some teams right now that are trending upward, and I know those teams could be very dangerous regardless of their seeding when we get to that district tournament.
We, and when I say we, I mean Cannon County, we have played three of those four schools during the regular season. And as far as the boys were concerned, and I think the girls too, it was pretty one-sided in Cannon County's favor in all of those games. And so I can't help but think we've got a great chance, our district does, to send somebody to the state tournament.
Well, you would think, you know, when you look at the sub-state and going to Nashville and a lot of those inner city schools,
sure,
it's going to be tough because, you know, maybe Grundy, Marion, Bledsoe, and Sequatchie are not that good as far as records. You can kind of throw records out the window because really everybody starts the district tournament 0-0 and you start the region tournament 0-0.
Yeah, but the thing about the sub-state game is the fact that it's not 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4. It's 1 out of 1.
That
and
is.
So you better bring your A game.
That is exactly right. Let's go ahead and look at some graphics. Start with the Smith County girls. They win it 44-39 at Woodbury in their Huff Puff Trucking Game of the Week on DTC Sports. Smith County used a big third quarter where they outscored Cannon County 11-2. Cannon only made one field goal that entire quarter. They just didn't have an answer for 6'2 sophomore Kaylee Dixon. She had 20 points, 13 rebounds, and I think 10 blocks. Emery Jones with 11 points. Abbott Alexander with 16, and Ellie Bain with 11.
I know basketball is a team sport, but we didn't have an answer for Kaylee. She was just unstoppable. It didn't matter. You mentioned points. You mentioned rebounds, getting the ball down the floor a few times. She did it all, and it's a scary thought knowing that she's only a sophomore.
That is for sure. Let's go ahead and look at the boys. Cannon County boys come back from a 10-point deficit with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter to win by 6. Smith County led 42-32 with 10 minutes left in the game, 2 minutes left in the third. And then they just hit the turbo switch and went on a 27-11 run. And of course, the game was tied at 51-all with less than 2 minutes remaining. And then Cannon goes on an 8-2 run to win it by a final of 59-53. Miles Alexander goes over the 1,000-point plateau. He had 21, Lucas Phillips with 19. Cooper Williams and Tyler Jones lead Smith County with 14 points each.
Yeah, we had a couple of guys, Miles Alexander being one and Lucas Phillips, both had outstanding games. And, you know, the fourth quarter was a major difference. We outscored Smith County 21-11, I believe. And it was one of those comebacks that I couldn't help but think about that Smith County win over Notre Dame in Chattanooga many, many years ago.
For sure. Of course, Smith County won the game at Carthage 59-54. Let's go ahead and look at Watertown traveling up to Smithville to face off against DeKalb County. In the boys game, Logan Duke with 13, John Hendricks with 13, Carlo Shannon with 17, Caden Clark with 12, as the Watertown boys was close late, but they wound up losing. Let's go ahead and now look at the Watertown and DeKalb girls. Molly Followill with 19 points, including 5 threes. Maddie Willard, the freshman, a big night as well, as DeKalb gets the win. Watertown gets the win over DeKalb County. That was, you know, a blowout. Chloe Van Rankin only with 12 points, but still a big win for Watertown girls.
Those graphics up there from the girls' game and the boys' game is just another way to tell you that that particular district, I wouldn't want to bet more than a dollar or two on any of those games.
Well, Watertown has gone unscathed through the district and really not very many close games. Let's go ahead and look at the Gordonsville girls scores. Gordonsville girls beat Joe Burns 63-27. They'll lock horns with them again in the semifinals coming up on Thursday night in that 1-4 game. And then Gordonsville goes to Gainsborough on Monday night and suffers their fourth loss of the year as Coach Brock's team drops 23-4. They went unscathed through the district, which was very weak at 8-0. They're the odds-on favorite to win that district tournament, which they are hosting. They'll play the semifinals girls on Thursday, and then on Saturday they'll have the girls consolation championships, and the consolation championships, DTC will be there to record those.
No reason for Gordonsville's girls to hang their head, though. Jackson County is a hard place to go and come away with a win, kind of like York.
Right.
And I'm sure Gordonsville will, if they end up playing Jackson County again, I'd love to see that game.
Gordonsville boys score. Gordonsville falls at home to Joe Burns, a very talented team. They're the top team in the district, 57-50. Jackson County then puts a whooping on Gordonsville in Gainsborough, 73-30. I'm sure Greg Beal was pretty upset after that one. Gordonsville boys dropped to 14-13. They'll be in that 2-3 matchup, and we'll show you the district tournament brackets at the end of the show. Let's go ahead and look at the Cannon County scores as far as the girls go. They play Upman, play them at home, a good game. Lost 50-38, and then Upman a big win in Baxter, 77-37. But Murphy, when you look at Ashley Patrick, and we'll talk to her a little bit later in the show, that has to sharpen them up to play against the quality of team like Upman, who's going to battle for that district and region crown. There's not a lot of difference in White County and Cumberland County and Stone Memorial and Livingston and them. In fact, Upman girls lost at home to Livingston a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a one-sided regional situation, not this coming week, but the week after when the regional tournament starts. And I think that could be a complete sweep unless something crazy happens.
Let's go ahead and look at the Cannon County boys. Of course, they got blowed out at home 87-40. I'm sure Jared Nave, I talked to him the next day. He wasn't too happy with the charges. I know he had some injuries, but he didn't think they competed like they should. Of course, Ty Cobbs, Mr. Everything for he's defending state tournament MVP. They're the defending state champion in Class 3A, and he's Mr. Basketball for a reason. And he's just broke, as a junior, the all-time leading score record at Upman, which is quite a lengthy laundry list of some outstanding players. But Cannon goes to Baxter on Monday night, plays well, has that game close late before dropping by 9. And Jared Nave's team sitting there at 20-8, Murphy, but they're battle-tested.
They are, and they were within 4 points of Upperman twice in the last 2 or 3 minutes of that ball game. I think that the way they played the other night taught them a lesson that you never give up, you never quit,
right.
And they certainly did not, and played very well. I was really proud of the boys.
Let's go ahead and look at the DeKalb County girls. Of course, besides the game they had was their game of the week. In Smithville, they went to Gallatin, played at Welch College. They played the Tennessee Heat, and they beat them 54-42. DeKalb County will be the upcoming number 3 seed in the District 8 AAA, and they'll face off, I think it's against Macon County, that they'll see in the district semifinals. They stand now at 9-18. The boys talked to Joey Agee right after that game was over. A very, very talented Tennessee Heat team that has played private school, big schools. They played 4A schools, and they've beaten some and given some more for the run for the money. So to lose by 23 against Tennessee Heat, DeKalb must have played pretty well.
I would think so. And that's one of those schools that we don't know a whole lot about. I think that's primarily a homeschooled
right.
group of kids, so they don't necessarily even get to practice on the same floor all the time. But obviously, they've got some round ball players for sure.
We'll have a look at Coach Kevin Honeycutt of the Watertown Purple Tigers when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And welcome back into the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank. And we've been joined by Kevin Honeycutt, the Watertown boys head coach. And coach, I know the meeting is now over, finished up earlier today. The coin tosses are decided, and you know now that you've got DeKalb County again. You get to play them two times in 8 days.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to a coin flip. So, I mean, either way it went, we were fine with whoever we had to play. It was either going to be them or Macon, and we beat both of them this year. And they're both well coached. They're both going to play hard. So we know what we were getting into regardless of the outcome of the coin flip.
Coach, I always like to find out how coaches think things are going to happen when the season begins. And back in early December when it started, How did you think you would be in line for a coin toss or maybe a top seed in your particular district?
I thought our district was wide open. It was according to who was capable of winning a game on the road, DeKalb County and Macon County both did that at Central Magnet. And so the fact that, I said it back early January, whichever district team wins a game on the road and takes care of their games at home is going to win the district, and between Macon and DeKalb, they both did that. So, the district's still wide open. I think everybody at some point has shown that they're capable of winning it. So, I think it's sitting exactly where I thought it would be sitting.
Coach, as you mentioned, a lot of parity between Central Magnet, DeKalb, Macon, and Watertown, and I know that makes for a fun tournament because regardless if it's 1-4 or 2-3, or who shakes out the consolation or championship games, then you got to feel like you got a chance.
Yeah, everybody's comparable to each other. I mean, we've all had our ups and downs all year. We've all won some games on the road that, maybe we shouldn't have won. And now we're sitting here at the meeting and, all of our coaches are talking. It could very well end up, in a way that none of us are expecting. I mean, you know, Central Magnet's bigger than anybody in the district, and they've shown they're capable of competing at a high level. And, you know, obviously between us, Macon and DeKalb, we've all split with each other. And so, you know, it's going to make for a fun environment.
I think, Coach, there's probably a pretty good chance of one of those two teams that's a lower seed is probably going to pull an upset the first round in the tournament. Whether it's Watertown over DeKalb or Central Magnet over Macon County, it wouldn't surprise me at all if one of those doesn't go the way that a lot of people expect it to. Are you kind of that opinion as well?
Yeah, I don't really look at especially with the boys' side, I don't really look at it as, you know, we've got a one, a two, a three, or a four. I'm looking at it, we've got four teams that have shown all year in district play that they're capable of winning. It's just going to be according to who's looking at the right moment. I don't really see, as far as like seeding one versus four, you know, people are going to look at it as an upset if we're capable of beating DeKalb or Central beats Macon. But, you know, in my eyes, it's, you know, everybody's the same. You know, I think we're all capable of winning it. It's just according to which way the ball rolls that night.
Coach, you get to host the district and also the region. Of course, the region all you'll host is the semis and the finals. You would have to win in your district semifinal game in order to get to host a region game on that Saturday night, which I think is the 27th or 20, no, the 28th maybe. But still, on that Saturday night, the girls will be on Friday night. So it's very important that you get a win. Of course, you got to do that by three on your home floor in a game that I got to do on DTC. And I know having your fans dressing in your locker room, shooting on your goals in what should be a close game could be a difference.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to be hosting it. I mean, naturally you always play better when you're at home. And for us this year, we know we're sitting with two district wins, and it's the two wins that we've gotten at home. And, you know, making kind of a Central Magnet beat us here, and, you know, we didn't play to the best of our ability, and they shot it 58% from the field. And, you know, so we play better at home, you know, naturally. You know, and I think even for our district, like, you know, I'm happy for those that if there's a possibility of them being able to play, you know, in the second round of the region tournament, being able to play on our floor, and, you know, happy for those coaches to be able to say that, you know, they're playing in a place where they're familiar with, where the other side of our region, outside of Livingston, hasn't played here in a while. So, you know, hopefully it kind of goes our way, and hopefully we're still playing, you know, here at our place after that first round when that's played at the higher seed. But, you know, we're just fortunate enough to be able to play our district tournament on our home floor.
Coach, I know most coaches hope that their team is playing their best basketball when tournament time rolls around. You know, you get better with every week. There might be an up and down somewhere in the middle there, but for the most part, you hope that your team is playing its best ball. Would that apply to you and the Purple Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, each week we've gotten better. You know, we win at home versus Macon, and then we go on the road and go to the cab at their place. And, you know, everybody knows going to the cab isn't the funnest place to play, and battle for them with in four quarters, and, you know, fell short late in the game. And, you know, I feel like we're playing our best basketball right now, but I also feel like everybody else is too. You know, Central Magnet and Macon went to the wire last night, and, you know, it's going to be a fun little turnout. I don't think anybody's playing bad right now. It's just going to be according to, like I said, which way the ball rolls.
Coach, I know you were injury riddled and sickness riddled for most of the year. I know now that you're over for the most part all of that, and, you know, teams want to play their best, as Murphy said there earlier, but getting everybody back healthy and having everybody available, that's part of getting your team chemistry together and playing well and defining roles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we battled that all year, and, you know, it's not an excuse. I mean, everybody had their own sickness or injuries. I feel like for us, it was more apparent than it has been in recent years. And, you know, maybe because it was some key guys, and, you know, maybe it was because they're out for such a long period of time instead of it just being one game, you know, from Thanksgiving break all the way up until, you know, our first district game, we had somebody out, it seemed like. And, you know, so we're healthy now, and I think for us, it's been good for us recently, especially letting some guys have some success and that have been out for injuries or sickness. And, you know, I mean, I think it kind of plays in our favor a little bit. Maybe it doesn't allow us to peak as early as what some other teams might have. Maybe we're still getting better. You know, who knows? But, you know, we're healthy, so we're thankful for that.
Coach, you're playing a pretty tough district when your region schedule comes around in the tournament. Your thoughts on that? And I've heard some people say that your district might get one team advance past the first round of the regional tournament. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like you can match up maybe better than some might think?
And I'm just being honest. I mean, that other side is extremely good from top to bottom. You know, even Livingston, it has shown that, you know, they can battle with anybody too. And, you know, you look at Cumberland County, you know, they shoot the ball at an extremely high clip, and White County is going to be extremely physical. Stone Memorial is, you know, without a doubt one of the best teams in the Upper Cumberland. And then obviously you got Upperman. You know, that's not a very friendly region. But, you know, again, it's all according to, you know, who's playing well. You know, you got to be able to catch them on a bad night, or maybe on a night where we're just shooting the ball at extremely high level and, you know, hope for the best. I do think, you know, we're capable, but I think it's going to take the right time and the right moment to be able to do so.
Well, Coach, that's the great thing about postseason play. It's one game. It's not a best 4 out of 7 or 3 out of 5 or best 2 out of 3. And when you're in that scenario, I think it's very important, if you're the underdog team, that you play well in the first quarter, because most of the time you don't get behind 12 or 15 points to a higher seed and then come back on them. But if you'll keep it close early and then maybe put a little doubt in their mind, a lot of times, you know, you're on a neutral floor. This year you won't be if you're playing at home in that region semifinal game. Of course, you could be playing at home or on the road in that quarterfinal game. But I think keeping it close early in the first half to give your team some confidence and put doubt in the other team is a big key.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let, you know, regardless if you go on the road or you're playing at your place, you can't let whoever you're playing come out and throw a couple of heavy blows and not have a response. You know, we got to be able to respond, and, you know, basketball is a game of runs, and, you know, that opposite side of the region is really good. They're going to go on runs. You just got to be able to withstand them and, you know, keep it close and give yourself a chance down the stretch. And, you know, if you can battle for 3.5 quarters and, you know, the end of that fourth quarter, you give yourself a chance to win. You know, I think that within itself is a huge accomplishment. I believe that, you know, it's got to withstand the runs because, you know, that's the game of basketball. So hopefully, you know, our side of the district especially, you know, they've shown that they can score. They've shown that they can sit down and defend. And, I mean, it wouldn't shock me to see someone from our side, you know, win a first-round game because I know what these coaches are capable of in our district. I know they're going to scheme it up. They're going to try to do the best they can. And, you know, as their kids, I've watched their kids play all year. And, they've got the capability, but yeah, like you said, it's you got to keep it close in the first quarter and not let it get out of hand. If it gets out of hand, it could spiral real quick.
Coach, I had the opportunity to see Upperman play Cannon County twice in a 4-night period. We lost by 47 points at our place, and this past Monday, with 2 minutes to go, we were down to them by 4 points. We ended up losing by 9. But I'll tell you what, it shows you that anything can happen and you can't take any of it for granted, just like what you've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I just think it comes down to, you know, who's ready to play and who's not, and if the scheme's working, if the game plan's effective. And, you know, I know Coach Nave over at Cannon County does a really good job, and I think those kids, you know, I think a lot of it right now is, you know, everybody sees the name Upperman across their chest, and, you know, for the most part, I feel like a lot of people kind of just took their tails. But, you know, Cannon County showed that, you know, they're capable of beating them. If there were some things that could have went their way late down the stretch, you know, I watched that game, and, you know, I feel like Miles done a really good job, and, you know, being able to keep them in it late, and, you know, being able to rally back down 20 and continue to battle. Upperman is no slouch, and the thing is, you look at that other side of the region, you know, there's teams over there that have battled with Upperman, and so it's a gauntlet. But, you know, tournament basketball is what it's about, and if anybody knows that you're capable of winning at any moment, it's definitely us. So, you know, hopefully we're playing our best basketball. Hopefully our side of the district is able to pull up some upsets and, you know, and hopefully keep this thing moving for our side.
Coach, I remember as a 4 seed, you didn't win a district game there. 1 year you were in Smith County's district. Smith County won the regular season, and then you go to Carthage in the opening a round of the semifinals, pull the upset, and vault you all the way to the sub-state.
Yeah, and like you said a few minutes ago, you know, it's you got to be able to keep it close in the first quarter. And I still remember that game like it was yesterday. You know, we were down 8 at the half, and, you know, we had to give ourselves a chance to just keep it close and keep it manageable. You don't ever want to let it get out of control, and we've done that. And our guys back then done a really good job. And, you know, I think our guys now are capable of doing the exact same thing. The only difference is I don't think our district's as lopsided as what it used to be. I think everybody across the board is comparable. I think any given moment, anybody can get beat. It's just according to, you know, who's making shots at the right time. So,
Coach, I know you have seen the regulars fan base I'm talking about every time you're playing at home. And with all of these games being played on your floor, I would certainly hope that Watertown fans will show up in mass, and that could make a big difference in how those games go, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our fans, you know, they travel, they do a good job, and, you know, our girls are really good this year too, and you know, so hopefully this place can kind of fill up a little bit, and they can really come out for our kids and support them, and you know, our kids deserve it. You know, at the end of the day, these kids are, you know, 15, 16, 17 year old kids, and you know, they deserve all the support in the world that they can get. So, you know, hopefully us being at home, we can get that. So we look forward to it.
Coach, you and Brenna have a lot of things to do on the plate preparing for a tournament. You've got 4 semifinal games in there on Saturday. We'll go over those brackets a little bit later. But I know there's a lot to do. And the good thing is you had the old Aflac tournament, the tournament that y'all hosted for a while and hosted again this year at Christmas by a different name, that have given you opportunities to know exactly what to do and what not to do.
I mean, Brenna's for the most part, she's controlled a lot of the stuff, like the you know, the paperwork side of things for us hosting the district, and she's been fantastic. And you know, I've been over, you know, make sure hospitality and the tournament brackets and all that stuff are situated. And you know, Brenna does a great job, and she's easy to work with, and you know, she's always on top of her stuff too. So it makes stuff like this run smoothly when you got somebody who's able to, you know, do more than what's expected. And like I said, so she's been fantastic. You know, hopefully we're able to run this tournament in a way that's, you know, everybody's proud to say that they were a part of it. And, you know, it gives somebody to speak highly of Watertown. You know, our facilities are top notch. You know, our community comes out and watches games, and, you know, they watch a lot of the Christmas tournament games that we had when we weren't even playing. And so hopefully it just makes for a good environment and a good setup and, you know, a good turnout. And hopefully, you know, in the future, people really, you know, recommend Watertown to host either the region tournament or a district tournament if something doesn't go someone else's way.
Well, Coach Honeycutt, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck this weekend as the District 8-3A tournament will be held in Watertown.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, we've been visiting with Coach Honeycutt, and when we return, we'll talk to Ashley Patrick of the Canyon County Lionettes. As we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking.
driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure your home and guard your future with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank. We've been joined by, I'm going to start off by calling her Ashley Campbell, because I want to go down memory lane, Coach. Last
be prepared.
Thursday night, y'all honored a lot of alumni, girls, some that played when I played, a lot have played since, a lot were there that since I played. That had to be a fun night for y'all, and I know a lot of work.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to see old teammates, people that I've seen play before me that, you know, I looked up to. And even kids that I've coached, like, it's so special to get to see the kids that you've coached because you've built such a relationship with them. And then it's also fun for a second to hear your old last name called on the speaker, you know, one last time probably.
Coach, I counted 40 ladies out there on the floor at one time. That was pretty special. I dare say if other high schools in the area tried to do that, they would be hard pressed to get that many from previous classes. And that just shows you what a big deal basketball is, boys and girls, at Cannon County.
Yeah, you're right. And I even got a lot of texts of like people that wish they could be there, but they were sick or they've moved states or and whatnot, and I was just letting them know that anytime that they come in, they're more than welcome to come in and sign it. But there were a ton, and you know, those people are the same people who usually show up every single night. So knowing that those are familiar faces that don't just show up on a special event, but they show up and support all the time.
Coach, one player in particular, I guess, kind of put a lump in my throat when they announced her name was Evelyn Teeter, and the reason being the way her career ended. Of course, it ended in that Smith County game, and you know, her heart breaks for players like that that didn't get to finish her season, but she looked to be walking fine and doing fine. And I know as a coach, that's got to be hard to help that athlete overcome when they face maybe a season-ending injury.
It is, and I feel like it's still such a soft spot with her and her family. I mean, all of them. She's, you know, doing well in college. She's starting. She's scoring. She's doing all the things that she did here. But, you know, I always tell them something's just not the same in college. Like, you'll always love your teammates. You'll always be in, it's just being around them every day, every class, everything you do, go to football games together. It's just not the same in college. And Abby Lynn's another person who should be, you know, Abby got her 1,000th point the other night. And I really believe in my heart that Abby Lynn should also have been one of those players that put her name up there.
It's been a real joy for me to be the part of Cannon County basketball that I am right now, Coach. And I did this with Terry at Smith County High School long time ago before I moved to Cannon County. But it's a special night when I go into the gym and see so many people that call me by name and all the parents. I've just about figured out who's the parent of every player on both teams, and it's really special to be able to, it's not just going to the game and calling it and then going home and forgetting about it altogether until the next game. You kind of feel like you're part of the program.
Yeah, and it just goes to show, like, Terry still knows my old last name, and that's so funny to me because I never even think about my old last name, and, like, same with you, is you'll remember these kids, you know, in 20 years that their last name, and it'll be totally different. And, you know, when you walk into the gym, my kids know who you are, and they have that same love for you, and so that's definitely, I feel like, a special relationship.
I've got to tell this quick story on Coach Patrick. We're at Tennessee Tech doing the district tournament, and she was in attendance, and I saw her sitting in the front row right beside, behind the media table, and I said, "Aren't you Ashley Campbell?" And I called out her old number, and your mouth dropped open, and you said, "As many players have you seen, how do you remember that?" And I said, "Well, I don't have very many talents, just happens to be one of them." Of course, then I got to know you when you coached down at Central Magnet, and then got to return home to Caney County. And I think there's a camaraderie, I guess you would say, between a lot of us media people, because like Murphy said, we've done it for a long, long time. You get close to those kids and, you know, get to be a part of their lives. And to, I never take for granted doing DTC or doing radio. I know I've done it many years, but, you know, it's an honor to get to represent your school and do that.
I totally remember the game that you're talking about. It was a district tournament game at Tennessee Tech, and I do remember you coming over there, and I just thought, that is insane. Somebody, like, you know, because there were so many great people that came out of Caney County, and honestly, it made me feel like, you know, a little special for you to remember my name, and so it's so fun to be on the other side of that as a coach, because when I was a player, I looked at y'all and I was like, everything had to be serious. You know, I thought I can never joke with these adults, you know, and then you're on the flip side of that. And I know my kids will be on the flip side of that one day. And then y'all will call their name out and it'll make them feel special too.
Now you're one of those adults now. So,
right.
But I was going to tell you, Terry and I quite often swap, don't swap, but we look on each other's scorebook. And after 20 or 25 games a year for 2 or 3 years, after a while, you really don't even have to look at the previous page. You know who's number 11, and you know who's number 15, and you can just about fill out the scorebook, at least for the first 6 or 7 players, without even looking. But I can't think of anything else on a night, on a weeknight, you know, rather than sitting around watching some junk on TV, I'd much rather be at the gym there at Cannon County High School watching a basketball game.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that would be so fun to do, you know, when I get when I get over this and I maybe change on to something else. I'm like, I feel like y'all's job would be so fun, and y'all may think every night that you're just there and like the kids don't notice you, but like I was saying earlier, when he knew my name, like, y'all are able to make so many kids feel special just by what you say on the radio or what you say on the live stream or whatever it may be. Kids go back and watch that, and, you know, they hear when people are talking down on them, and there's many times that you certainly could, I'm sure, but y'all do such a great job at just trying to keep it positive, and that's such a, I really love that y'all do that.
Ashley, in my world, there's no way that I would go up to a player and say, "You didn't play very well tonight. What's going on?" It's all about making those kids feel good about themselves. And I feel like I have a responsibility to do that, just like you do and just like the parents do.
I can't say I do that all the time, but I'll tell them how I really feel too.
All right, Coach, let's talk about the task at hand, and that's Smith County in a very big game on Thursday night at 7:30 at Monterey. You played Smith County, won by 2 in Carthage and won by 5 in Woodbury, but a very important game because, Monterey is probably a 40 or 50 point underdog to York. York, you know, has dominated our district as of late. You know you're going to see them in the championship game. I know that when you look at the other side's girls, Grundy girls is decent. They play Squatchy in the championship game, and Blitzo, you know, in Marion in the girls, as far as that goes. But you got to think you need to be opposite York in the region tournament and not see them to the finals.
Yeah, and I try to not be that coach. It's like, this is the game that matters so much, because I tell my kids, if you're the best, you're going to have to go through anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you deserve to be there, put yourself in the position to be there, or go through who you have to go through to get there. So, I mean, yes, there are sides of the bracket that you want to be on and yada yada as a coach, but realistically, I mean, that's just the way it is. If you're the best team out there, then you're going to have to play anybody and beat anybody. And so I don't want to just put so much emphasis on one game. I mean, because you could very well win Thursday and turn around and have a horrible night, you know, and end up getting an upset. So, I mean, any night from here on out is important to me.
Coach, I know you, you're pretty much a Tannen Countyan through and through, but I did want to ask you, has there ever been a situation where a brother, sister, like Miles and Abby, both have now hit the 1,000-yard mark, or 1,000-point mark? Has that ever happened in Cannon County before, where a brother and a sister both were on that banner up on the wall?
I couldn't even think of another brother and sister duo to do that, and much less within a week apart, I mean, in the same season. So both of those things are crazy to me. And I thought, how cool would it have been if they had done it on the same night? I mean, that might have been pushing it a little bit, but that's something that they'll remember forever. And I'm proud of both of them. They're both great players, and they both deserve to be on that wall.
Do you think they're both a little relieved about finally making that mark and putting that out of their mind and just being worried about tonight's ball game?
I really think there was less pressure on Miles because, you know, he's young. So, I mean, it was going to come. It wasn't really a huge deal. It was just really, which game is it going to be for him? But, you know, Abby has set out a few games every single year. It seems like around Christmas, you know, she was dealing with sickness one year. She was dealing with a shoulder injury, I think, a couple years that held her out around Christmas. And then she missed our Thanksgiving tournament this year when we went to Florida. So I feel like I was more nervous. Like, she had no clue where she was. I had not talked to her about it. I wasn't going to talk to her about it. That's not something that we were going to speak about, because we're not really big on the personal goals. But I thought, for this kid to start for me for 4 years, and I know she's a passer, she's a point guard, that's what she's supposed to do, but if her name does not get up on that wall, I'm going to be more upset than she's going
to
be.
You so might have to go
I
up
think
there.
I was just as excited.
You may have had to have climbed up there and put it up there yourself, whether she hit that mark or not. I did notice one thing on the upperman wall, though, was all the people who reached the 1,000-point club, it just had their name. It didn't say how many points they scored. It just had their name listed, and I thought that was probably a pretty smart move.
Yeah, and that's why I really wanted and enjoyed going to Upperman, because they were in the district with us for years and when I played. And to look up there and see how many of those names that I played against, I was like, man, I'm feeling bad for myself right now. You saw, you know, the biggest one on that was Lachey Davis. I mean, I was like, I don't know that I've seen a girl that could play like that, honestly, since then. And then, you know, Kayla Biles was one of them, and I can't think of all their names. But there were just so many kids around that age that I thought, they have had so much talent go through there.
They really have, and I can remember, and I think Terry was with me, going to Upperman in the old school building at one time. All five players on the floor had the same last name for Upperman. You remember that term?
That is boys. Not yep. surprising.
Yeah. Haggard
because
was her
I'm
name.
Like,
yep.
Somebody asked
did
me.
Did you say Maynard?
Haggard.
Haggard. Like Merle right. Haggard.
H-A-G-G-A-R-D. In fact, Ty Cobb just broke the Haggard boys' career, and he's just a junior. He just broke his career. And I want to say he wanted to play 89, 90, 91, somewhere back in then. It's when the the guy that did own, he's in second place now at Upland.
Oh yeah, and now the boys, I feel like they're really rolling them through there too. But I'm like, there's been so many Crouches and so many Maynards that have went through there. I just feel like the same names, and they're all so good.
Correct. Coach, when you look at Thursday night's game, I know that there's probably wrinkles that you and Matt have not used that you may use on Thursday night. And I know the familiarity with you and Matt. Yes, y'all are going to be enemies, but y'all are friends as well. And I think just the being around this game is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I expect it to be a fun environment tomorrow, especially with it being two close games. And, you know, I was on Max Preps earlier, and I saw that they were listed as the number 3 and we were listed as the number 20. And I thought, are we that far? I mean, it was 2-5. But I tell my kids this all the time. I feel like we're always kind of left out of that type of stuff. And no, we haven't had a 20-win season this season, but I'm like, look at who we've played. I mean, we're playing some of the best teams in every division that are listed in like the top 5 in the state. So I mean, record-wise, it doesn't speak loudly, but we've came and we've competed every night. So I mean, that I feel like will do a lot of good in the post run.
Well, Coach Ashley Campbell Patrick, seems like you enjoy being called by your younger name. We appreciate you visiting with us. Seeing you Monterey tomorrow night, and best of luck.
All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right, we've been visiting with the County of Lynette's head coach. And when we return, we'll have a look of the upcoming games ahead on the Box Score, brought to you by Willworth Bank.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3 window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure your home and guard your future with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
Welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Willworth Bank. We want to thank all our fine sponsors. They're the reason we get an opportunity to do this show every week. And if you're a viewer, we ask you patronize or at least call these people and tell them you appreciate them sponsoring high school athletics. Murphy gives us a great platform to promote these 10 teams, five schools that we serve.
Yes, and it's fun. It really is. And when basketball, not that football is not a big deal in the Upper Cumberland, but when basketball rolls around, it's serious in this area for sure.
Let's go ahead and look at the district tournaments. Some have already begun. We had Joe Burns and Knowledge Academy play at Joe Burns. Joe Burns girls gets a 53-34 victory. Knowledge Academy really struggled this year. Joe Burns will advance to play Gordonville. That'll be Thursday night at 6. And of course, that game is at Gordonville. And then at 7:30, it'll be the number 2 seed Merrill Hyde against the number 3 seed Crowster County.
Terry, you've seen some of those teams play, especially Gordonsville and maybe even Trousdale a time or two. Any surprises there that you might think of, or is it pretty much the way you expect?
No, and they're going to have a hard time, Murphy. Even Gordonsville, which is the dominant team in this district, will have a tough time. You know, Clay County, a team that played Gordonsville extremely close, that could be their first round opponent in Gordonsville. On Friday, February 27th, because you know if you get to the championship game, you get to host that first round region quarterfinal game.
And that's so important.
It is. And but you take a team like Clay County, you got Clark Range, who has struggled this year, but is always a dangerous team, and the winningest coach, Lamar Rogers, that's ever been in the state of Tennessee.
He's got about 3,500 wins now.
So. I think it's 1,300 plus.
Yeah.
Then the consolation on Saturday and the championship at 7:30. Randy and I will be there to cover that. But when you look, Gordonville girls at 23-4, Joe Burns 6-19, Merrill Hyde 17-8, Trouser County 9-12. But they have not played. Gordonville's played some decent folks, but those other teams have not played a very tough schedule.
No, and it'll be interesting to watch. I think you're going to have a good time watching those games for sure.
Let's go ahead and look at the boys' side of the bracket on District 8A. Of course, that'll be at Gordonsville High School. The first game on Friday, February the 20th, will be Joe Burns going against Trousdale County. Trousdale, of course, when you look at Gage Gibbs going down there, I think he had 40 last night in Hartsville. As they beat Knowledge Academy, 88-65. They're the only team that's beaten Joe Burns in the regular season. They beat him by one at Hartsville. I think it was 66-65. Joe Burns, a very, very talented team. They come in 16-7, Trouser County at 10-13. And that 2-3 matchup, Gordonsville lost by one at home to Merrill Hyde, won by 12 or 15 in Hendersonville. You know, that's going to be a tough game as well in that 2-3 matchup. Merrill Hyde is 13-12, Gordonsville 14-13. And the assistant coach for Merrill Hyde is himself, Merrill Hyde.
How about that?
Who used to be the director of schools. And now they named that school after him in Hendersonville. And he is their assistant coach. He's up in his years a little ways, but got to know him when I was at Ball State back in the mid-80s. Let's go ahead and look at the 6AA tournament. All those games at Monterey. It'll be York hosting Monterey in a girls game on Thursday night at 6. At 7:30, the game that we've already talked about with Ashley Patrick is Smith and Cannon. Two very close games in the regular season, Murphy. But oh so important, the winner of this one gets opposite York in the region tournament.
That's what you're playing for, not necessarily what it looks like. We all know how good York is. Those girls have been number one most of the season this year. And I've seen all of them that I want to see. But nonetheless, they've got a long history. They've won multiple state championships, I think. And that's probably going to be an interesting contest. I want Cannon to win. Obviously, you want Smith County to win because we do their games. But York is the team to beat in the district.
Definitely is. Let's go ahead and the consolation and championship will be on Monday and Tuesday night, or on Monday night at 6 and 7:30 from Monterey. Now the boys tournament, I'm making Justin do double time. Cannon County won the coin toss. They'll play Monterey, one-sided games during the regular season. And then Smith beat York 60-31 in the game at Jamestown. They won at home 60-25. But York probably the more dangerous team out of that 3-4 matchup. But you got to think that Smith and Cannon are dead ahead, Murph, for the third time this season. Smith County won in by 5 at home and losing by 6 on the road.
Those two are on a definite one-lane road headed for each other, and should be another really good ball game, I think.
Looking at the consolation at 6 and the championship at 7:30, I'm going to sprinkle this in for you. On the other side, as far as the girls go, Bledsoe and Marion play in the consolation game. Grundy and Sequatchie play in the championship game in 5AA girls, which is the team they'll play the following week in the region. And then the district 5AA boys, Grundy plays Bledsoe. Bledsoe boys are the best team down there. Grundy girls are the best team down there. They play in the championship at 7:30, and they play this week on Thursday and Friday night. So they'll be done for, I guess, a week before the district tournament, or I'm sorry, before the region tournament starts. And then Marion plays Sequatchie in that consolation. I think the only tough game could be whoever Grundy girls play and whoever Bledsoe boys play. I think the rest of those could be a one-sided affair, but that's the reason they play them, Murphy.
You just never know.
You definitely do not. Let's go ahead and look at Watertown. They get to host the district and region tournament this year, Brenna Price. And we had Kevin Honeycutt on earlier. Extra work for them, but I'm sure it's worth it because they get to play at home. Watertown girls kind of mowed through that district. Murph, they play Central Magnet out of Murfreesboro. There are 4 semifinal games on Saturday at Watertown. You've got DeKalb County, the number 3 seed, against Macon County, the number 2 seed. That's at 3. And then that second girls semifinal at 6. And then on Monday at 6 is consolation, 7:30 is the championship.
You've seen some of these teams too, Terry.
Yeah.
Do you think Watertown has a shot to win that district tournament?
Oh, I think they. I think they win it, and I don't know that it's close.
I agree.
Macon is probably their biggest challenge, but Watertown played probably the best game or one of the best games they played all year at Macon, and got a double figure win in Lafayette. That's hard to do in near White Gymnasium in Lafayette, but still Watertown, unless they stub their toe. But, you know, once again, whoever comes in number 4 out of the corresponding district, which has Livingston, Cumberland County, Stone, Upperman, and White County, they're going to have a tough draw, Murph, even at home in that opening round of the region.
That other region or that other district is a killer region as far as girls basketball is concerned at the 3A level. And you're right. I think that could very well be a complete sweep after the first round of the region.
Looking at the boys side at Watertown, DeKalb County won the coin toss earlier today. They'll be the number 1 seed face off against Watertown, a team that they've had 2 close games. That was a 3-point game, if I remember right. Watertown wins at Watertown, and then DeKalb County last Friday night wins that by 6.
Ooh.
So either team could win that one. Same with Macon and Central Magnet. They've just played each other back-to-back on Friday and Tuesday, with Macon winning in Lafayette on Friday and winning at Central Magnet in a close game on Tuesday. So, Murphy, either team or either one of these games, I think, you know, the lower seed might win.
A lot of coaches are not going to get much sleep next week because
for
any
sure.
of those games could go either way.
Central Magnet's got a lot of height, and they're
right.
7-18. Macon's 20-10. DeKalb's 13-14. Watertown 12-17. On Tuesday night will be the boys' consolation at 6, and at 7:30 at Watertown will be the boys' championship. Our region tournament is dead ahead next week. Thanks so much, Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us behind the scenes. For Murphy Ferry, I'm Terry Collins. Good night from the box score.